Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September 28th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country, to do so in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, is the Constitution for the United States of America. Like I said, the blueprint for liberty, baby. Don't miss that point, please. We're also convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. Make no mistake, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, there's a lot going on in the country, and we aim to take it all on. With a cheerful, positive attitude, we preach that this is the best country on the face of the earth. Yeah, we got some problems we got to work on. There's no doubt about it. And absolutely, it seems like we've already lost the fat lady's song, but it ain't true, ladies and gentlemen. Just ain't true. The truth is that we have a wonderful country, good people, resilient people. And yes, we're going the wrong direction because we're not a moral and a religious people, but we can always change. We can always preach the sacred word. We can always tell people about the Savior Jesus Christ. We can always tell people about the solutions of repenting and turning to Him, looking to God, not government, for solutions. We can do that day in and day out. And the more we preach the word, believe it or not, the word has more effect on the outcome, on the viewpoints of the people, than even the sword, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we reject revolution. That's why we reject violence and stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And let's be very clear, we follow the Prince of Peace. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, a one-of-a-kind talk show. We're a secular talk show by nature because we're on AM and FM stations across the country, on the internet, worldwide, and more. And so what they call a commercial radio show, as opposed to a nonprofit Christian kind of radio show. But we talk about Christianity, talk about Christian principles, talk about following Christ, talk about God, family, and country, probably more than even many of the Christian talk shows do, because it's absolutely woven into the very fabric of our hearts, our minds, and who we are as followers of the Prince of Peace, even Jesus Christ. We testify He lives. We testify He conquered death. He died on the cross, but straight away came out of the grave 3 days later, or I should say came out of the tomb 3 days later, and stands as a powerful witness of God and invites all of us to repent, to have faith and repent, and to come unto Him. We want to do that because we believe in that becomes a self-governed population. People who believe in Christ and obey the Ten Commandments and the two great commandments. You know what? Those people don't need a whole lot of government and a whole lot of guidance and a whole lot of laws and a whole lot of rules and a whole lot of, because they're self-governed people. We realize the fundamental unit of society, the family, is the core to the solution. A mother and a father, legally and lawfully married, ordained of God. And then to bring children into the world, that constitutes the God-ordained traditional family. Now, when that family doesn't exist for certain reasons beyond someone's control, we get it. That's why friends and loved ones and neighbors and, you know, the church family can help. We get it. That's all fantastic. But we ought strive for and ought support the traditional family. And when it isn't perfect, we make it up and do our very best, but using the same ordained relationships to the best of our ability that God set forth. Love thy neighbor as thyself highlights the point perfectly, does it not? Welcome to the broadcast. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live. There is no other talk show on the radio, on the internet, in the world like this program. All right, let's talk about Thomas Jefferson, our dear founding father friend. He said single acts of tyranny may be ascribed to the accidental opinion of the day, but a series of oppressions begun at a distinguished period and pursued, quote, unalterably through literally every change of ministers and administrators plainly proves a deliberate, a systematic plan of reducing us to slavery. Yeah, that's Thomas Jefferson, ladies and gentlemen. Remember that quote throughout the broadcast today, would you please? Now, we talked to Lowell Nelson on Monday, campaignforliberty.org. He did a phenomenal job. We talked about Ron Paul's column, School Shutdowns, Leave Children Behind, Ron Paul. The answer, get your kids out of the government school. It's, you know, they say that it left kids behind, but behind in what? See, that's the problem. Yes, reading, writing, and arithmetic, but they're already behind in that when they go to the government schools in the first place because they're primarily teaching other things. They're teaching girls to think they're boys, boys to think they're girls. They're teaching that everybody's a racist if you're white. If you're not white, you're never and can never be a racist. Just flat out lies of critical race theory, of all these different things, of race replacement theory. They want you to believe that's completely bogus. Look, I don't believe in race replacement, folks, but I do believe they're trying to change the ethnicity or ethnicity, yeah, of America with a goal of changing its views and opinions and beliefs. See, a lot of the people that are coming to America aren't bad people. Okay, they're not bad people, but they have not been taught from the cradle the sacredness of America's view that we look to God, not government, of the sacred principle of checks and balances where we chain down those who serve us with the Constitution. You see, these fundamental principles, these fundamental beliefs and ideas and understandings must be held by enough people to maintain the separation of powers, to protect we the people. Understand that delegated authority comes from us. We got the authority, the sovereignty, if you will, from God Almighty. In turn, we delegated limited authority to different sectors or branches in government, right? That's the key to the exercise. Well, all these people coming in, they don't have that knowledge. They don't have that background. They don't have that education. They don't have that understanding. The self-governed idea, the Christian beliefs of love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, might, mind, and strength. Love thy neighbor as thyself. And then the Ten Commandments that follow, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not covet. Right? The idea, honor thy father and thy mother, keep the Sabbath day holy. See, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, all these things. They don't have that fundamental understanding. So it's not that the people that are coming in are bad because they have different pigmentation in their skin. That isn't the point. Now, Barack Obama wants you to believe that's the point. We'll get to that later in the broadcast. But it isn't the point. The point is a fundamental understanding of who we are and what we believe. And when we talked to Lowell Nelson the other day in detail, we talked about five keys to professional and personal development. Now, Jeff Deist of the Mises Institute brought these forward, and we talked about them on the radio because they're so valuable and helpful. One, you need to learn to sift, ladies and gentlemen. The supply of information in the digital age outpaces demand. No doubt about that. He says, you know what? Listen carefully. Information and opinions are readily available. What's lacking is knowledge and discernment. They're in short supply these days. Amen to that. Not only do you need to learn to sift, because there's so much information coming at you, but you need to clearly learn to reject certain places of information altogether. That's right. Don't go to the liberal mainstream press for your, you know, hey, I monitor them to bring you the best stories, to highlight what is wrong and right and put a proper spin, proper viewpoint on stories. You say, spin? What do you mean, Sam? Look, everybody's got their spin. Everybody's got their viewpoint. Everybody's got their agenda. The difference is we tell you our agenda is to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property, to turn to God Almighty rather than government, to hold government to be accountable and transparent. See, that's our agenda. To promote the news the networks refuse to use to tell you the truth on news stories. Either we bring a story to the table they won't even touch, or oftentimes we bring a vantage point, a viewpoint to a story that you don't get anywhere else, right? Our goal is to put things in the moral, religious perspective. Our goal is to focus on it from a constitutional, supreme law of the land point of view. See, they don't do that very often. Number two, you need to focus on learning to and reading Jeff Wright's hey, you got to distinguish yourself as a voracious reader. This is simple but not easy. He's right as rain on that. He says, number three, you got to learn continuously. We cannot rely on our formal education, especially if it was undertaken in a government school. Learning is a lifelong endeavor, ladies and gentlemen. You got to keep learning. Always learned, never learned is the idea. Four, you got to avoid arguments, folks. Don't waste your time arguing with people, especially people on social media. It's just not worth your time. And number five, promote people as well as ideas. Jeff reminds us that relationships will determine your success more than ideas will. It's who you know, what not what you know, right? Amen, Jeff. Spot on and great commentary. That was Monday's show. We've been so busy on the show, we haven't even been able to cover all of Monday's recap, right? Yesterday's show was equally as informative. We had the first hour, Liberty Roundtable Live, simulcast with the Sheriff Mac Show on Brighteon.tv and BrighteonRadio.com. And we had two incredible guests from the Olympic State of Utah, Jennifer Orton, or Jen Orton, and Sophie Anderson. And they say this: Utah is plagued by corruption and fraud, especially when it comes to elections, they warn. TwoRedPills.org. And when we get back, we'll talk more about it in seconds on your radio.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman talking about a moment of truth. Yeah, Utah is the second most corrupt state, say some studies. Huh, I hate to beat up on my state like that, but hey, the truth is the truth, right? The problem is America is just becoming more and more and more psychotic, more and more and more turning away from God, family, and country. And I believe that's really the problem. You know what? In the elections coming up, people are saying, look, they're being selected, not elected now. Think about that. Selected, not elected. And that's a sad tale to tell, but you can see it everywhere. As the look, they've even learned to create this idea that those who think there's election fraud or election criminality, they call us election deniers. Well, you know what? They're denying us the elections is the problem, and they're denying that there's anything wrong with the system. They're the deniers, but see how projection works? See how the psychosis works? They point to us and say, we're the deniers. We're the bad guy. It's like, wait a minute. We believe in elections, and we want them to be honest. How are we denying elections? Well, you're an election denier. You're denying that all is well. Well, all is not well. Yeah, but you're, see. Ladies and gentlemen, Sophie and Jen talked about a backdoor, unbelievable future election information exposed. Yeah, we're in a system called ERIC. E-R-I-C is the name of it. And it's basically an elections record systems with outside of government, a third party backed by George Soros and others who literally are controlling our elections via manipulated voter rolls behind the scenes. If you don't believe me, look into ERIC. We need to preserve all election data until we get to the bottom of this election fraud. The problem is they have so much control of our society, so much control of the information that we consume by the media, etc., that they're literally creating a dearth of facts and reality. They're literally attacking the messengers, and they've managed to control the narrative thus far, but they're starting to lose. More and more and more and more is coming out. We had on, in addition to Jen and Sophie, we had on Mark Finchem. Mark Finchem is a current Arizona state representative running for the Arizona position Secretary of State. VoteFinchem.com is his website. And we talked to him about, he went on the mainstream press. And he was in a debate. You could hardly call it a debate. It was an assassination kind of a thing, where even the moderators and his opponent were all ganging up on Mark Finchem. But in the debate, Mark was asked, why do you think your 2022 primary was legitimate where you won, but you think that the 2020 elections were rigged? And Mark didn't have the best answer because partly they wouldn't let him talk. Two, it was a gotcha question. Anybody who's in the media for any length of time understands, I don't care how good you are, they can mock you. They can catch you unawares. You're human. Everything is real time. And so they can make you, you know, with a question you may not be ready for or ask it in a way that you're not, that you just don't have. The second you get off the stage or out of the media, you go, I should have said this. I should have said that. I know better. Well, that's what happened. They took advantage of Mark Finchem. It's a tragic situation. Literally, ladies and gentlemen, Finchem had 40% of the vote. Shauna Bullock had 19% of the vote. Bo Lang got 25% of the vote. Now, listen to me carefully. They claim that Mark's an election denier. They also claim that this lady, Shauna Bullock, had 19% of the vote. Well, she's an election denier as well because they both believe there's problems with the elections. Well, that means 60% of the people, 59% of the people voted for somebody who believes there's problems with the election. So what I would have said if I was Mark, and again, I have hindsight's 2020, so I'm not beating up on Mark. He's a great guy. When you give him a chance and you're fair to him, he's incredibly intelligent. He's very articulate. But everybody can stumble in the media, folks. They do that by design. You get you up under the lights and a microphone and an audience and this and that. And, you know, it's very high stakes. And they can, you know, hey, a good host can trip you up no matter what. They can make it very hard to respond and they can corner you and they can. Okay, that's the problem. But I digress, except to say, look, 60% voted for candidates that believe there are election problems. If that doesn't tell you something, mainstream press, I don't know what will. But they mocked Mark, and the answer that I would have to the answer, why do we think there's election fraud in 2020, but maybe Mark's primary was legitimate? Because, look, when votes are very close, it's easy for them to commit fraud. All they got to do is sway a few hundred, a few thousand votes very easily with the unlimited number of ways to commit election fraud. Okay, it's kind of like how God says the ways to sin are many. Well, it's like that with election fraud. The way to commit election fraud, vote fraud, whatever you want to call it, is many. Because all you got to do is have some votes outside the law. Just say illegals voting. There's a big poll out there now where the Republicans are saying, hey, should illegals be able to vote? Yes or no? What do you think? It's insane. Of course not, folks. But they are in mass, in millions. Joe Biden's even suing Ducey and the people in Arizona over this very question. The people in Arizona are saying illegals should not vote. And, you know, Joe Biden saying, oh, yes, they should vote. Well, that's what we've fallen to in America today, ladies and gentlemen. But whether you take that, whether you take, you know, tainted voter rolls, illegals voting, elderly people voting who shouldn't be voting because they're in nursing homes, etc. Dead people voting. All it takes is a few votes to poison the well, so to speak, and commit some kind of election irregularities or problems or fraud or whatever word you want to use, votes outside the law. So I would say to the mainstream press, the reason that we are believe that Mark Fincham's win was legitimate is because he got so much of the vote, you can't really fake. When Mark gets 40% of the vote and the closest guy to him is 25%, it's pretty hard to commit election fraud there. There's a big disparity, really hard to overcome. And especially when you know that Mark Fincham and others are watching their race very, very, very closely. That heightened scrutiny and the overwhelming majority that Mark had, 40% to 25%, is a lot. And you have a third candidate that took 20% of the vote, which helped Mark in many ways and didn't help the other candidate because they all believe that election integrity problems exist, right? So that's why I believe that, hey, there was election fraud in the 2020. I don't believe there's election fraud in every place, every county, all 3,000-plus counties in America in 2020. But I do believe there was enough in certain key positions and key states and key places and Democratic strongholds where this happened. And the other thing I would have said to them, not only is there a big difference between votes that are close and a vote that has overwhelming wins, that's one of the big differences. The other big difference that I would say is this. Remember, in the 2020 election, folks, there was not near the scrutiny that there is now on elections. So that's one big, huge issue. But the last point that I would make is how come you, if you guys are going to ask me that question, how come you Democrats, literally, including Hillary Clinton and almost all of them, believe there was election fraud in 2016, but in 2020 you claim there's not election fraud? How did all of a sudden it get better when we have the same machines, the same technology in place, but yet the only difference is the candidates and who won and who lost? Why are you going to hold Mark to the standard of, well, you say 2020 wasn't good, but then your vote's good? How come they now say the vote in 2020 is fine, but the one in 2016 was not fine? So the same dishonest logic that you're using to trap Mark is the same logic that I'm going to use against you. Why do I call it dishonest? Because we're not going to look at every election and say they're the same. Just because I believe there's fraud in this one, that doesn't mean there's always fraud in that one. Or fraud in this location doesn't mean there's fraud in that location. Or fraud for this candidate doesn't mean that there's fraud in another race. So they're not being honest to him, and they caught him flat-footed a little bit, and now they're trying to mock him. I'm going to stand up for Mark and say, you guys are goofy. Why don't you answer my questions? Then they write in the mainstream news, it's NBC News, they say this, election denier Mark Fincham wins Arizona GOP Secretary of State primary. Now, my question to the mainstream press is, why are you running around calling him an election denier? Whether you believe he is or not is beside the point. That label is dishonest and can change the outcome of votes alone. Because people who don't know Mark well enough are like, election denier, what the heck? And they might vote for somebody else. It's manipulation of the narrative. You know, MAGA candidate, so-and-so. Wow, man, the MAGA, those guys are bad, aren't they? Make America great again. People, they're whacked out like the Donald, aren't they? See what I mean? And so everything they do in the mainstream press manipulates the vote, folks. Some of the issues rise to real fraud. Other issues relate to irregularities or votes outside the law. Others may not be illegal, but they're unethical, right? Calling him an election denier in the very headline in which you say he most likely won the primary, according to our projections, those kind of slur words, scare words, manipulation words are not welcome, folks. But anyway, don't worry. A notice of appeal was filed by Mark and Carrie Lake, Mark Fincham and Carrie Lake, by the attorneys who are working on this for Mark and Carrie. Their lawsuit ends or seeks to end the use of electronic voting machines. Why? Because these devices have proven that they're not secure. Even the Democrats have agreed with that in the past. So Mark should have just said, hey, are the machines secure? If they said yes, then why do your colleagues say different?
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As advertised, Hurricane Ian has become a major Category 4 storm ahead of its expected landfall along Florida's west coast, with catastrophic winds and life-threatening storm surges happening later Wednesday. Ian is roughly 75 miles southwest of Naples, Florida, packing maximum sustained winds of 140 miles per hour. And is slow moving at 10 miles per hour. Governor Ron DeSantis.
The further south it hits on the peninsula, that starts to bring in more major impacts for places like Fort Myers and Naples and those communities. Another thing I think it's going to be challenging is it is going to hit, and then it's basically going to go across the state and likely exit on the Atlantic coast.
President Biden's student debt forgiveness is being challenged in court as unconstitutional. Brian Brenberg on Fox News is a professor at King's College.
There's no way that the president of the United States can make a $500 billion decision about somebody else's debt. It's ridiculous. And the president, the president himself has admitted this in the past that he can't do it. But guess what? We get close to midterms and all of a sudden he says, you know what, forget about the Constitution. Let's just do it because I need to help.
The lawsuit by the Pacific Legal Foundation was filed in U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Indiana on Tuesday. The mostly partisan January 6th committee postponed its next public hearing that was scheduled for today, saying Hurricane Ian is the reason for not meeting in Washington, D.C. As some Russian citizens are in an uproar about the new conscript draft, the Kremlin acknowledged errors Monday in its drive to mobilize 300,000 men to fight in Ukraine. At least 20 military recruitment offices have been set afire, and the Moscow Times says one recruiter was shot and is in critical condition. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2-neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record-high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF.
For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
You got mass psychosis in the country, ladies and gentlemen. Your mainstream government and media wants literally everybody to do a psychiatric evaluation. We talked about this yesterday in detail, too, when they say 47 sheriff's deputies from Alameda County, California, were stripped of their guns and their duties, their badges, if you will, after receiving unsatisfactory or insatisfactory scores on psychological exams. The New Orleans Police Department doesn't have enough people now, because remember the psychosis of defund the cops? Now they don't have enough cops in New Orleans. And so the New Orleans Police Department is hiring 50 to 75 civilians to reduce the workload on officers, they claim, and to decrease the police response time. The problem is they want them to do detective work. I don't see how you get untrained people to do detective work. And if you train them, are they going to be trained to the level of a detective? If so, why aren't they just detectives? If not, that's a concern, especially when New Orleans, Louisiana, was the murder capital of the United States for the first half of 2022, ladies and gentlemen. They say with homicides up 46% from the prior year. Homicides up 46% from the prior year and 141% up from 2019. That's according to WCSU 6 TV. It's just, wow. I don't know what's going on, folks. But the only thing I can say is it's mass psychosis. It's so bad, Republican Liz Cheney now says that she's going to literally campaign for Democrats if Donald Trump becomes the Republican nominee in 24. An article from CNN say that Democrats believe that abortion is their, quote, silver bullet issue for 2022 midterm elections. Planned Parenthood is bragging that they're prepared to spend $50 million in the lead up to the midterms. They call it an emergency. I believe Americans need to stand on the pro-life point like nobody's business. We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds today as well. Morgan Stanley's chief, they call him a U.S. equity strategist. His name is Michael Wilson. He said that he's convinced that a corporate earnings recession is coming. And he said that it could be worse than a normal recession. And they say that we believe it's unavoidable. So sadly, that's what you can expect in the economy going forward. This mass psychosis has led now to economic turmoil, an economic emergency, if you will. And that's the recap of Monday and Tuesday's broadcasts. We are absolutely taking it to the mainstream press like never before. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Truth-telling on your radio. And for today, it all starts now. We're talking about Hurricane Ian, ladies and gentlemen. They tell you that it's going to be a, what, Category 4 hurricane or whatever else and stuff like that. They're telling everybody to evacuate. Ron DeSantis and others are calling it a national emergency or a state emergency, whatever. And, you know, the problem is I feel very, I don't know, divided on this issue. On one hand, it's hard for me not to think it's a serious issue. And if you're the governor of a given state, how would you behave? What would you do? Would you call it an emergency? If you don't and you take it too lightly and it wrecks everything, then you're derelict in your duty. You're not fit to serve, kind of an idea, right? Yeah. On the other hand, if you hype it up and claim it's an emergency and tell everybody to evacuate and nothing really happens, it was a big nothing, at least you erred on the side of caution, right? So you don't get the beating. So I don't blame Ron DeSantis for calling it an emergency. I think he has to. My concern with that emergency designation is it brings the federal government money and resources and FEMA and everybody else to the state, which in my opinion is disaster on steroids. There's no authority at all. So it's hard to say when Ron calls for an emergency and the feds roll in. Does that mean that Ron's in bed with the feds on this? See, I don't think so. Sadly, there's a big disparity between what ought to be and what is. In other words, how do you say this? There's a big disparity between the ideal and the real is the best way to say it. Okay, the ideal is for government not to be there, for emergency to be declared to highlight the concern in a legitimate, meaningful way, to not understate it so that people don't realize. But when an emergency is declared, it wouldn't bring government resources to bear, taxpayer dollars to spend. It would bring Christians and charities and nonprofit organizations and churches and neighbors helping neighbors to the forefront to take action on a local level. That would be my hope and encouragement for solution. We need to look to God, not the government, folks, when these storms come. But they always talk about these storms and how bad they are. And all they can say is, my golly, global warming there. Man, the water gets warmer because everybody's just, you know, breathing. And there's oxygen and carbon dioxide in the air and stuff. And it's getting crazy. And so the world's getting warmer. When the water gets warmer than the storms, they get crazy in hot water or warmer water. And so, you know, it's all that. And see, they go into this big government lie, which what they mean by that is, look, it's so bad, the only answer in this Hegelian dialectic lie, there's no way to win except for more government. And that's the big problem that I have with these lies. Sure, the climate's changing. Without a doubt, no one's denying that. But we're saying, what's causing those changes? I believe a lot of it's cyclical and natural and normal. But a lot of it, remember, who is the weatherman, ladies and gentlemen? I submit to you that God is the ultimate weatherman. It isn't some bureaucrat on your TV. It isn't some half-dressed babe on the news channel. Okay, that isn't what it is, folks. That's the modern-day manipulation, the arm of flesh trying to destroy us. The truth is, God is the weatherman. And at least if you look at Scripture, if you look at biblical accounts, the Lord uses the weather to remind us that He, and He only, my dear brothers and sisters, is the only one in charge. And He calls the shots. And when we turn our back on Him, when we ignore His word, when we dismiss Him, when we don't remember Him, then He sends the weather events. What do you call them? Natural disasters? To remind us to turn to God Almighty. Okay? I don't know if you remember the flood happened because the people were wicked and God couldn't take it anymore. And so He temporarily hid His face and sent a flood. And by golly, did those wicked people get what they deserved? And a few righteous people survived. He cares for those who believe in Him and follow Him. But nevertheless, you see that earthquakes and storms and, okay, there's a direct tie to God Almighty and His wrath. And so when you see these hurricanes coming, I'm not saying the people of Florida are any more wicked than anybody else. I'm not saying that, but I am saying when we don't bring God into the discussion ever, we're just like, oh, it's global warming. Oh, that's what happens when warm water mixes with cold air or whatever, that coming down from the, what, and, you know, then this and that. And we have all these scientific, man-made, arm of flesh explanations. It isn't the answer, folks. I'm telling you right now. So am I the only one that brings up God and the weather? I'm the only one that consistently does it. I can promise you that. But I'm telling you right now, you know what? God is reminding us. He reminds farmers of that, too, when they pray for rain. Farmers, very close to the soil, you know, they depend on God for the rain, for the sun, for their crops, for the soil, for all these factors that are just beyond mere mortals' control. And so they turn to God, and it keeps them very close to the earth and close to God. Nevertheless, we seem to have lost that in our modern-day scientific world of oftentimes deception. Anyway, I bring this up because I'm praying for the folks in Florida. And I encourage you to do the same. We cannot underestimate Hurricane Ian. It could be very dangerous. Right? At the same time, we cannot panic into fear. Do you read me, my fellow Americans? Look, you cannot have faith and fear in the same person at the same time. You're either falling victim to fear, the natural man, or Satan. Or you have faith, the follower of Christ. And I submit to you that we need to have faith. We need to pray for those in Florida. We also need to encourage them to prepare in the best way they know how. They should pray to God and get the Spirit whether they need to leave for safety or dig in and stay in place. I don't know that, and I can't say that for each person. What I can say is you need to make it a matter of prayer. What I can say is you need to turn to God and repent. What I can say is God can spare us without a doubt. The one and only Liberty Roundtable Live continues in seconds on your radio.
For decades, leftists, liberals, socialists, and feminists have been screaming and crying, "My body, my choice," in order to justify the premeditated murder of innocent children in the womb. However, this is a fallacious argument, since science has proven and demonstrated that the baby has a separate set of DNA from the mother. If it's not your DNA, it's not your body. That is science, and you should trust the science. Remarkably, the same people who have been claiming "my body, my choice" for decades now want to force you to inject foreign substances into your body against your will. Obviously, they never cared about "my body, my choice." They just wanted to control you and have permission to kill babies. I am Ammon Bundy, and when you elect me governor of Idaho, I will sign an executive order on day one of my governorship prohibiting abortion in the state of Idaho. Because premeditated murder of the innocent should never be legal anywhere in the world, especially Idaho.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com. There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules. A shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
I wrote one headline for the discussion on Hurricane Ian. Ready for it? Pray for our brothers and sisters in the path of Hurricane Ian! Exclamation point. That's what we need to do, folks, as a nation. Just imagine what power can come from humble followers of God who get on their knees and pray for others. Okay, I'm not praying for myself. There's no danger in Utah right now. The sun's out. It's a beautiful day. But my brothers and sisters in Florida might be in harm's way, many of them. How bad it'll be, I don't know. You know, I don't want to be the guy to underestimate it and have it be, you know, ruthless. I also don't want to be the guy to just create nothing but crazy hype. Look, the warning is serious. Those people need to pray and prepare. But we need to pray for them as a nation. How many people in the media are asking all Americans, all 330 million of us or whatever, to pray for the oncoming storm, that it will be, that we'll be able to handle it? But, you know, I don't know how bad it will be or not or whatever, and you know, whether I can change the outcome of how bad it is through my prayers or not, or whether I can just fortify the people against it. I'm not to say it's God's storm, not mine, right? It's his weather. But I can pray that the people are up to the task. I can pray that the people are safe. I can pray that the people have the guidance of Almighty God and his spirit to guide and protect them and help them know what they ought to do, right? There's a lot that I can do for them and for this. And that I will do, and I encourage you to please do the same. All right, I want to talk about mass formation psychosis. Because this is what's happening in America when it comes to so many issues. It is shocking. Tucker Carlson and others have talked about this. They brought on some experts in the field to highlight what this is, et cetera, et cetera. Tucker's done a nice job when it comes to this. I don't have the opportunity to play his whole sound bites on this because look, the interview is like an hour long, right? But I want to talk about what is mass formation psychosis. And to understand that, I think the best way is to understand what psychosis is first, right? Psychosis is when people lose some contact with reality, all right? Psychosis is when people lose some contact with reality. It's usually on a personal level, right? The people were very wicked in the Savior's time when Jesus Christ lived on the earth. And believe it or not, there was a lot of psychosis going on there. A lot of people were overcome by evil forces and demons, and Jesus had to cast them out, right? The people were very wicked then, and they seem to be equally wicked, if not worse, today, sad to say. So mass formation psychosis, ladies and gentlemen, mass means many. And psychosis means lost touch with reality to some degree. And then formation is what they call it. Mass formation psychosis. What is that, you say? It's when a large part of a society focuses its attention to a leader's or series of events. And their attention focuses on one small point, or issue. Followers can then virtually be hypnotized and be led anywhere, regardless of data proving otherwise. Let me try to say that again. Psychosis is when some people lose contact with reality. Mass formation psychosis is when a large part of society or society at large pay attention to a leader or events, believing something that's not true, even though data proves otherwise, but focusing on a small point or a small issue, not really highlighting the bigger picture or the common sense or the reality or the data showing otherwise. This is the explanation of how so many people in the United States specifically, and even worldwide, how we could be so led astray on COVID. Oh my gosh, COVID is going to kill everyone. I'm telling you right now, everyone's going to die. We've got to shut down the whole economy, your business, your school. We have literally got to enact a virtual martial law, and people need to stay in their homes. The data proved otherwise. And the scientists highlight Sweden as the example. And they talk about how in Sweden they predicted 60,000 people would die if they didn't lock down now. Well, it turns out that Sweden did not lock down and only 6,000 people died. And how many of those people had comorbidities and other issues that, you know, sure, COVID might have brought them to the brink of death, might have been the final straw, but it wasn't really. So what's the real number? The answer is it's not even close to what was predicted. But they created a mass hysteria. A mass formation psychosis occurred around COVID. Not only did we lock down schools and businesses and literally shut down the whole economy, not only did it destroy the supply chain, not only did it make it hard for people to make a living, tons of small businesses failed over it. They literally then said, by golly, since we're shutting everything down, we got to hand out a ton of money, get everybody on the government dole. And everybody went for all these things. Everybody was okay with it. Guys like me would speak out and go, wait a minute, no, this is crazy. And they'd say, no, Sam, you're crazy. You're going to get everybody sick. You're going to kill everybody. You're the bad guy. How dare you even bring up any opposition? And they started with 14 days, we'll flatten the curve, and then it turned into two long years of dishonesty in the news regarding the facts. Okay, mass formation psychosis is when a large group of society or the population focuses its attention to a leader or leaders, right? AKA Anthony Fauci, etc. Or a series of events, AKA the shutdowns and etc. Their attention focuses on one small point or issue despite all evidence to the contrary. That's what we did, right? We're doing that on COVID. That's a huge one. Yeah, also ask, how do the Germans, you know, decide to just kill all the Jews and kill everybody? And how do they let Hitler get so much power? And how did their society just implode? And how do they think they were somehow better than everybody else? How did all these people become Hitler's goons and go out to the population? How could the Germans ever do that? Answer, mass formation psychosis. They believe the narrow point. They believe that, hey, we've got to be a great country. They believed a narrow point, hey, some people are bad or whatever, and they got deceived into that. We don't understand how they ever fell for it, but we're falling for the same thing with our own mass formation psychosis, ladies and gentlemen. We've done that with COVID. We've also done that with several other things. We're about to do that with climate change. Don't fall for the lie. God put us on this earth, ladies and gentlemen, not to fail, but to succeed. God put us on this earth. It's God's earth, the creation. We are God's creations. God did not create an enmity between creations that will create mass destruction. God created the earth and he put us on the earth. And biblically, he virtually called mankind his crowning jewel. created in his image. Remember, before the day of rest, he did all these things, right? Created the earth, separated the day and night, created the sun and the moon, added all that to the earth, separated the water from the land, did all these things, put plants on the earth and animals on the earth, and then he eventually put man on the earth. And then he said, hey, it's not complete, I got to create woman. So he created woman, and he put man on the earth with a woman. Virtually Adam and Eve, married, if you will, by God. Here's your companion, your helpmeet, whatever. And okay, now he said, hey, my work is great because I added mankind in my own image to the earth. And that was kind of the crowning jewel. And then he rested, right? Now, I don't mean to speak for God. I'm just, you know, trying to paraphrase what we learn from God's word, right? But I put this together and to say God did not create the earth and then put his crowning jewel on there to be in somehow opposition. That's a lie straight from the pit of hell. But it's designed to get Americans to believe in this mass formation psychosis and go, oh my gosh, the sky is falling. Look, hurricanes are coming. Everything's going on. It's crazy town. Oh my, Chicken Little, the sky is falling. We got to panic and fear. And that's the way that evil people lord over us. But we get into this mass formation psychosis where we seem to focus on this narrow issue that, oh my gosh, we're killing the planet. The planet's killing us. Everybody's going to die. And we focus on this little teeny sliver of information that these little whacked out Napoleon leaders, you know, foisted upon us. And we believe it. And then we get this mass psychosis. And then anybody who dissents or anybody who challenges that narrative, man, they're the evil enemy too. Folks, you have got to stop the psychosis. We have got to believe in reality. And when it comes to this mass formation psychosis, we've got to be really aware. We've got to really educate people and step outside that matrix. What is the difference? How come most people fall for it, but a few outliers remain, I ask you? I don't know the answer. Except for it might have to do with those who truly believe in God and trust him. How strong is your faith to reject fear? How grounded is your understanding, your knowledge about God and his laws and his love for his children, whom we are? See, understanding God and God's love for us lets you know when someone says we're enemies with the earth or we're at odds with the earth. You say, wait a minute, that isn't true. That isn't right. God made the earth and God made me, and I'm created in his image. And when he created man and woman, he believed it was the crowning jewel. His work was good. But then it was what? Very good? When he created mankind, because he knew that his creations were complete. And okay, God and the earth and us are not at odds and enemies. Only when we turn our backs on God do we become an enemy. So Obama lies to you now and says, Obama's now saying, racism is fueling the Republican agenda. Yeah, the fact that they want to secure the border, that just proves what kind of racist they are, say Obama. Now listen, many people of darker shades. Art Moore writes the piece for WND.com, but Obama's literally saying, hey, the Republican agenda to secure the border claims GOP fears having too many people of darker shades. It's all racism. And the reason that you oppose the border leaking like a sieve is because you're a racist and it's the GOP. And Obama lies. This is this mass psychosis again, folks. Don't believe that leader. I don't believe that America's bad because people of darker pigmentation are coming to the country. I believe it's bad because, number one, it's against our laws. It's illegal. And the second reason I believe it's bad is these people have not been taught our values. And if they're going to vote, they're not going to vote for our values because they don't know them. It's not that they don't have a right to vote if they become Americans, but they don't have a right to vote if they're here illegally. And they certainly don't have a right to vote, ladies and gentlemen, if they don't understand our morality, our religion, where we follow the Prince of Peace, even Jesus Christ, not government. See, how can we trust them to vote when they don't know those fundamentals? They'll ruin our country, not because of their race, for other reasons. Ladies and gentlemen, God save the Republic.